The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, because it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him, because he remains with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live and you will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. And whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Brothers and sisters, once more, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you hear me? It's okay? Very nice. And my English has so many French, so you bear with me. I only have 3 months in the United States, and I'm from Congo. I only learned English for 6 months. So bear with me anyway. I'm here for the mission, only mission. I was sent for that, to look for people who are willing to help our kids, our people in Africa, those ones suffering, those ones who don't afford money to for school, for food, and things like that. That is what I was sent for here. But before everything, let us remember the gospel. In the gospel, there are 2 things we should know today. One is love. If you love me, if you love my commandments, I will love you. And the second one is the Holy Spirit. Those 2 things, we can't know them by the way they are expressed in our life. Love and the Holy Spirit. The way they are expressed in our life. You know, when you say, "I love you," that is meaningless if you don't mean it. Amen. When you tell somebody that "I love you," the word, the speech, to only talk, that is very cheap. What we want is to mean it and then to express it with the deeds, okay? So words are meaningless if they are not expressed in deeds, deeds, actions, and then good actions, you see? Love. Like Jesus Christ, he loved us, and then he expressed that love by dying for us. Is it not meaningful? He loved us and expressed that love by dying for us. Correct. The second thing is the Holy Spirit. In Greek, we say parakletos, the one who strengthens us, the advocate, the one who is with us alongside the road, the one who strengthens us, parakletos. He is with us. He goes with us wherever. The Holy Spirit, anyway, he is our GPS. Do you know the GPS? He shows us the way. And then what we need to do is also to be the GPS of our brothers and sisters who have missed the way sometimes with worries, problems, poverty, hunger, war. We need to be the GPS of our brothers and sisters. You know, we are living, we are all travelers on the road called life. We are all travelers on the road called life. And this road called life, there are so many intersections, so many U-turns, so many roundabouts. When we are in worries and problems, we can't even go back and, you see? But we need to be the GPSs of our brothers and sisters, because Lord Jesus Christ has become our GPS, because he said, I am the way. I know the way. Somebody asked him, show us the Father. I am the way. So we need to buy the GPS called Jesus Christ and the GPS called Holy Spirit, so that we can be guided in this life, because life is full of so many U-turns, intersections, roundabouts, problems, and things like that. Amen. We are there, my brothers and sisters. And then when we think about love, the way Jesus loved us, Jesus came for those one who needed the doctor, those one who were not sane anyway, those one who were poor, the sick, the dumb, the lame, the lepers, the crippled, the withered hands, the widows, the orphans. Jesus came for that. And remember, in the gospel, when you read page after page, you will see that Jesus was not alone. He was always with people, with crowds, and with those one who needed him in life, the sick, the bereaved, the dumb, the lame, the crippled. He was always with those people, those one who were rejected by the society, like the lepers. Lepers were rejected, and nobody, they could come with, ringing the bell, saying, okay, I'm unclean, go away, don't be contaminated, I'm unclean. You see, but Jesus Christ was approaching them to touch the untouchable. That is what we need to do in the world today, just to be like Jesus Christ, to come to the aid of those one who need our help, those one who are looking for asyl in life. We need to be living Jesus Christ. We need to be living homilies for others. That is Jesus Christ. He came for the lost people, the marginalized people. He came for those one who had the history of suffering. Jesus came for that. And then he gave them again humanity. He gave them the dignity of being again in the society. That is what we need. That is what I came to tell you today. And that is what our brothers and sisters, especially the Adorno Fathers, are doing in Africa. When they went there in 1984, there were 15 villages. And then they built the church, the parish, in one of the biggest villages among the 15 villages. And then after building the church, they went and looked for the needs of people. In those 15 villages, we did not have water. You see water? You know what? Water. My English is British anyway, water, okay? They didn't have water at all. They were only going to draw water from sources. And remember, in Africa, we have also wild animals. When you go to draw water in the sources in the forest, you meet the lion, you meet elephant, you meet alligators, you meet anacondas, and then you are done. So many people died in that moment when we did not have water. The Adorno Father, they brought water in those 15 villages. Oh my God. the work of Jesus in the people. We did not have schools, hospitals, health centers. The Adorno Father built schools in all of the villages and supported those young kids, because they bear a lot of kids. It is just not like here. There they deliver. They don't think about economy and things like that. Imagine I'm the 12th. So there are so many children, they don't go to school, so the Adorno Father, they built the schools, they built health centers in all the churches and all. They supported the children to go to school. Some were also orphans, those one whose parents died during the wars. And then we have orphanages, we have schools and hospitals, and are supporting also adopted children. And now we are around to 3,000 children being supported, and around 1,050 in the university studying just for the Adorno Father's mission. But the means, we don't have money. What we need is you. You are the one who can support us. You are the one who can come to our aid and then just support us for that mission. You can adopt one or two or three there. If you cannot feed just one, if you cannot feed 100 kids, just feed one. Amen. If you cannot feed 100, feed one. You know, what we do to others, that remains forever. But what we do to ourselves, that dies with us. Nobody knows it. But what we do to others remains forever. That is what Jesus did for the humanity. He did things for humanity, and now we are his followers, and we have kept even his words in the gospel. You see? So what we do to others, that remains forever. There is only one thing I can tell you, is that there is a sometimes we can buy food. We can buy food. Sometimes we can afford 3 meals a day, breakfast, lunch, I don't know, dinner. And also throw away the excess of food. Have you done that? When we have bought a lot of food and then we even throw away the excess of food. Have you done that? My brother and sister. If you have done that, remember that there is somebody who cannot even afford 1 meal a day. There is somebody who cannot even afford $1 a day to go to school or buy something. They are there. And I am one of them. The Adorno Father supported me from childhood to what I am today. They paid me school fees. They paid me medication, everything. And then I said, my God, I don't have the gift to give you other than just becoming a father. And then that's it. That is the gift I have for the Adorno Father, just to come, to become an Adorno Father. I think I made the right decision. It was the right decision. Because they supported me. And then I'm not alone. We are so many who are being supported. So we ask your help. There are some bulletins and envelope. Try to see what you can do for these guys. I'm also here. I'm staying in Sumter. We can be in communication. We need also your name so that we can put them in one folder, website. Those adopted children can also pray for you when they are saying Mass there, because sometimes we gather to say Mass to pray for those who are our parents who are helping us in the other side of the world. So please remember that what you do to yourself, that dies with you. But what you do to others, that remains forever. There is a joy of giving that receiving. There is a joy of becoming other Christ to the world. Imitate Christ, you know, imitate Christ. It happened that I went to the school, one of the schools in Congo, and then people, the students were having a hard time with the teacher. And then I said, describe a good teacher. Huh? Describe a good teacher. And then they said, a good teacher is somebody who is absent at least 3 days a week. A good teacher. Somebody with, and then I said, okay. But describe then a good Christian. They said, a good Christian is the imitator of Christ, the one who imitates Christ in whatever he did. So I let you think about that. Imitate Christ, help our brothers and sisters like Christ did for the whole humanity. May really God bless you.